Mr. Magnum?
Elmo has paid your expenses and your retainer. Don't ruin Elmo's favorite truck, Mr. Magnum.
It's Magnum Podcast. I'm Jason Snell, and I'm joined by David J. Lohr and Philip Michaels. Hi, guys.
Howdy, buckaroo.
Jason, I'm not Philip. I'm Philip's half-brother. Michael Phillips. So I don't know.
Well, I don't know. It's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
I didn't think this bit through. In that sense, I have a lot in common with the Magnum PI writers.
So we are talking about season 2, episode 21, the Elmo Ziller story, in which we meet. This is the first of many episodes featuring John Hillerman playing a relative of Jonathan Higgins, or is he Elmo Ziller, who is from Texas and
just like John
is a
Hillerman.
Rodeo kind of guy, rodeo guy, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he does an accent.
That is his defining characteristic.
And Magnum does not believe it's him and thinks that it's just Higgins putting him on and keeps running back and forth and trying to find... And the way it's shot, I think there are several points where it would be impossible for it to be anything but two people.
Yep.
But the revelation... And actually, I think the best thing about this whole episode is the revelation mm-hmm. that it is indeed Higgins, where the episode tries to convince you that it's not Higgins, that it is indeed Higgins pretending to be Elmo Ziller because Elmo Ziller is missing and they're trying to save the rodeo. It's like, you know, the bikini car wash adventure. It's like, we got to save the rodeo from the mean ex-wife who's trying to steal it. But mm-hmm. I like the fact that there is that twist and that it turns out that it's Higgins sort of doing a solid for his niece in helping her save their rodeo. I cannot believe I just said that whole... It is that absurd.
When you say that out loud, you sound like a crazy person. These episodes, the Higgins brother episodes, tend to bleed together in my mind. And I forget which ones they decided to have the technology where it's Higgins and his brother, if not side by side, at least over the shoulder with an extra being the other character. And for a while, I had forgotten that this is one where, no, that actually is Higgins pretending to be his brother, because his brother is quite obviously killed in the opening credits. They do this thing like, oh, Elmo's pretty tough. He might still be alive, dangling out the possibility that Elmo's going to show up either in this episode or in a future episode. He does not.
No. In fact, at the end, it's sort of like he might still be out there. It's like, honey,
no,
he's not still out there. He saw what happened. They killed him.
They killed him good.
Yeah, they really did.
Those hitmen were actually much better than anyone gave them credit for throughout the rest of the episode. They did the job right the first time and really were just working on spec the rest of the time. Mm-hmm.
So technically, he only plays Elmo for about 3 seconds lying in the front seat of his truck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the time, it's just him. It's just doing his regular voice.
Let's follow me here. Texan actor playing an Englishman pretending to be Texan.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. It's a regular Inception going on here.
Yep.
And yet, it's probably not his real accent.
No, it's an exaggerated.
It has to be exaggerated.
No, it's like an old prospector voice. It really is.
Yes, it really is.
It's way out there. And of course,
his voice is probably closer to the one he uses in Blazing Saddles, I think.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Every time Steve does the old prospector voice, I don't think of Gabby Hayes. I think of Elmo Ziller.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well,
So I'm the terrible man who suggested this episode. And mm-hmm. part of the reason why. First off, yeah, the when the writers say, go, John Hillerman, and do that voodoo you do so well, it's fun to watch. But also, this is the episode where Larry Minetti has to dress like a rodeo clown.
Yes.
And they, for a while, were including a clip from this episode in the credits. And my wife just looked up while the credits were going, as they play nearly continuously in my household. And sees Larry Minetti in the clown outfit, and she goes, that's not really part of the show, is it? No, it is! He was a rodeo clown!
Yep. In one episode, Rick and TC are both rodeo clowns.
I had forgotten much of this episode. I remember it being very confusing
and not making a lot of sense,
but the thing that jumped out at me today is when when Rick is dressed as the Radio Cloud and he's following Elmo, quote unquote, and then he's distracted by the blonde who goes, "I love a man in uniform." Mm-hmm. "Oh, how did you know I served?"
"No, this uniform."
And I'm like, any woman who is like, "Oh, rodeo clowns, yeah." No, no, that's no.
But Rick is supposed to be watching in order to make sure that everybody's safe. And of course, he fails completely in that, yeah, because he's distracted.
It's what Rick does.
By the lady. Yeah, the rodeo stuff. A lot of good stock footage in there.
Well, they cut to the actual rodeo show going on, which looks to be in an arena somewhere.
Yeah,
and not in not on the North Shore of Oahu.
Also, I have to ask, the annual rodeo that comes through Honolulu. do they really like pack up a? I mean, we know that they're from our last episode that there's some serious quarantine issues in Hawaii.
Yes, well, that was my thought. Yeah. All those cows would have to spend like 6 months just waiting. Or do they have like stunt cows and horses on the island? Because I will tell you, as a frequent visitor to the islands, mm-hmm, I've been to a rodeo on Kauai, and it's great.
Yeah, no,
it's fun.
They have cowboys and rodeos and things.
Yep,
but this is a traveling nationwide sort of rodeo, I think.
Right.
It's like it's basically the Buffalo Bill's Wild West show.
Is the
impression I got.
I just assumed it was because of Bronco Billy, the Clint Eastwood movie that was out at the time.
It is absolutely because of that.
Well, Higgins, also apparently quite a fine horseman. I guess the polo really served him well, because he does some serious horse skills as Elmo Ziller that he manages to get away with. And the plot, for those who care, is that Elmo Ziller's ex-wife wants to take over the rodeo, and
she wants to take possession of it so she can sell it off for parts, and
the daughter wants to save it.
Middle line with question marks, and then profit, and then that's her plan.
No, it's a very much an 80s land developer kind of villain. Yep. It's that
it's Chinatown.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for rodeo clowns.
Yeah, exactly.
It's rodeo clown, Jake. Forget it.
As you said that. Oh no! Yes, my intricately plotted story about power and greed and lies that people tell. Yes, it's exactly like that MacGyver episode where John Millerman is a Rick Cowboy and Larry Minetti is a rodeo clown.
I have to say I'm very disappointed in Magnum. Because even though it does turn out that it's just Higgins, the first half of this episode, especially Magnum seems to be the least professional of anybody. Like, he just can't take it seriously that it's Elmo Ziller, and not even when things start to get serious, I feel like Magnum never really takes it seriously.
Well, Magnum kind of half-asses it this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was disappointed in him. It does turn out that it is Higgins, but it's just sort of like, at some point it seems disrespectful because this girl needs help to save the rodeo, and he needs to save the rodeo. I'm just going to keep saying it. You got to save the rodeo. And he doesn't take it as seriously as he should, I think.
It's all so strangely plotted. I mean, Magnum is obsessed with the bedroom farce aspect of this, of, you know, well, is it Higgins? Is it Elmo? I'll go to where Higgins says he's on vacation, and he goes and tracks Higgins down, but Higgins is there. And it's like, how does Higgins know to go back and forth? You know, I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to any of the mistaken identities. But Magnum is obsessed with that. The other thing that's interesting is Magnum immediately is like, no, you're Higgins. The wife is like, no, you're not Elmo, you're fake.
Yeah,
you know, nobody believes he's Elmo except for like the staff.
Well, and why does Higgins have to pretend to Magnum at the beginning?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's literally when we see him in the mirror practicing his gun tricks, and then the daughter comes in and goes, "Well, I hope they fall for our scheme." You know, it's supposed to sound more suspicious, and, you know, it's a little red herring, but it's dumb. It's just dumb. It's like, why? Why are you doing this? And it bothered me because it's a Robert Hamilton script, and I I usually like his scripts. They're usually pretty solid. I like the narrations. He has a really lovely opening narration in this. And he had some of the best narrations of all the writers. But yeah, the show, the episode, just wow.
Well, the narration starts this episode out, and there's some deep thinking by Magnum about the endless summer and all of that. It doesn't really hold up with what is to come from this, but it is sort of thoughtful stuff. And then we meet Elmo Ziller. Also, I wanted to mention a line that made me laugh out loud is when he does double back to go find Higgins, and Higgins appears on the stairs and says, "Oh, so you've met Elmo." And I thought, is that a euphemism for something? The way he says it is like, we've all met Elmo at some time in our lives, haven't we, Magnum?
Yeah.
No, Mr. Higgins, this way.
Yeah. Yeah. Also,
you know, I was going through some difficulties in my life, and I had to meet Elmo several times. Yeah.
Also, TC is wearing a New York Yankees hat that's in the Pittsburgh Pirates pillbox kind of style, which I've never seen before. It was very weird.
Yeah. The line that made me laugh out loud for no good reason was when he, again, he's pretending to be Elmo, and it's the first time Magnum goes to the rodeo. And they're sitting there, and Magnum reaches across, and Elmo pulls the gun on him. And everyone's like, "What happened?" He goes, "This Hawaiian detective tried to pull my mustache," which also sounds like it should be a euphemism.
Yes.
You don't do that if you've met Elmo.
Well, shortly after I met Elmo, I tried to pull his mustache. Boy, was my face red.
Now, I did love the fact that Agatha shows up.
Yes, Agatha. It's Jillian Dobb. She's there.
Sylvia.
But she is the desk clerk at the Belvedere Club.
Yes, right.
But I think it really is Agatha. I think that's when they met.
No, yeah, sure. That it's is the, the. It it's is the. You know, she had to take jobs, and then Higgins decided to keep her in a manner to which she was accustomed. And I think that's great. Really sporting of him.
I will appreciate Magnum making a reference to Hoot Gibson. That made me happy.
I did not care for the ex-wife villainous.
Oh, not at all.
And it there's an unfortunate trend in some of these Magnum episodes, especially the early seasons, just to make the female villains as strident and shrewish as possible, and dress them in ridiculous clothes and it's like the show going, see, she's terrible. Ooh.
This might be the most strident.
Yeah,
she's just unpleasant.
Yes.
No,
now again, going on a Magnum trend, another terrible looping line in the middle of one of her long stretches.
Mm-hmm. Also, we should say that she is a mustache twirling villain with the two henchmen, who are very cleverly named as Texas Gunman Number 1 and Texas Gunman Number 2. But they're not just Texas Gunmen. We meet them as Texas Gunmen when they kill Elmo Ziller. They slaughter that poor guy. But then they come to Hawaii, where they can be Hawaiian gunmen, if you will. And they're her thugs, and she gives them all sorts of orders. And it's all of her scenes seem to be like, you know, I really need to get this rodeo. You got to go kill that guy.
You two
failed
me again. I don't even know why I flew you here.
Yeah.
Why didn't I hire local people?
How many times do we have to kill the same guy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
But did they ever actually use a gun in Hawaii? They used gas,
yeah,
and they tried
true.
To kidnap him.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they were Hawaiian drivers.
Gunman sounds better than gas man, I suppose. when you're
Texas
writing
gunman.
It down,
you can't take the Texas out of the gunman, but you can't take the guns out of Texas. Something
well,
like
you literally,
right.
You know, clearly you can't because they seize them from you at the airport.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, there are rules about traveling with firearms.
Yeah, that's right. Anything more about the Elmo Ziller story? There are more episodes where Hillerman gets to play other characters, but
he gets to play an Irish priest.
Yes,
Father Paddy.
He gets to play some sort of South American El Presidente dictator.
Uh-huh.
Don Luis Higgins.
And according to the Magnum Wiki, apparently there was a Chinese half-brother, and I have never been more thankful that they did not do that episode.
Yeah.
I said, oh, thank God that that was never filmed.
I remember a story about that, but yeah, thank God they never did that.
No, it's like an offhand comment that Higgins makes in one episode. And we're all, sweet heavenly Jesus, thank you.
I will say, I did love the line where he's finally explaining to Magnum how he has this half-brother. And it's this whole thing about, you know, his father and the war. He was recovering in the hospital and this nurse took advantage of him. And, you know, well, what did your mother do? Well, she treated him with great... She was a great woman with great Christian charity, and she never let him touch her again. And that line just cracked me up.
I believe in subsequent episodes, Higgins gets more... dismayed at his father's persistent horniness.
Yes.
And so
and we eventually meet his father for a few minutes in the London episode, which is also Jonathan Hillman.
Also John Hillerman.
Yeah. John Hillerman. Wow.
All right. Okay. Well, I think we've covered this one.
I see by the position of the sun in the sky that our campfire time is over. Time to rustle up some beans and have a good old hootenanny now that we've talked about Magnum and other tall tales of the West.
So long, saddle pals. It's been so good to see you. Wait, wrong cowboy.
Nah, exactly.
All right, for the Magnum Podcast, I have been Jason Snell, and they have been Philip Michaels and David J. Lohr. Bye, guys.
Aloha.
Adios. Cowboy episode. I'm very telegenic.
I mean, you could add him to any Magnum episode and it would instantly
I'm kind of disappointed they didn't make him ice pick now. I mean, I like Elijah Cook Jr. as much as the next guy. But when you've got Michael Vigazzo on retainer, uh-huh. you use him.